Welcome back to the Balls and Holes podcast presented by Backseat Coach. This is episode 6. So that means we've almost been doing this for 2 months since we had that gap week 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
But we've come a long way. Mm-hmm. I think we've both improved immensely.
I think so too. Happy almost 2 months.
Happy almost 2 months.
Yeah.
But we'll get into today's episode. I spent a lot of time prepping for this episode. Don't expect anything too crazy. It just took a lot. You'll see when we start getting into the podcast topic for today why it took me so long. It's just a lot of stuff I had to compile into slides to make things more seamless.
I'm a little nervous about it.
No, trust me. It's nothing like crazy or like okay. complex or anything like that. Okay, it just took a lot long time because I just had to get a lot of pictures and stuff like that. So
okay.
It just took me a while to compile into slides. Got to Google a bunch of stuff, copy and paste.
That's really sweet of you to do for me.
I mean, yeah, we got to be professional podcasters. I got to do some prep. Yeah. And, you know, we should probably market ourselves. And so basically, I spent a lot of time before this. So if you listen on Spotify, follow us on Spotify, like press that heart button or whatever. If you're on Apple, you know, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. Mm. If you're on YouTube, click like and leave a comment. I mean, come on now.
Go on. Don't be shy.
Just help us out. we're just trying to make it in this world of podcasting. But anyways, let's get into today's episode. We'll start with the team guessing, everyone's favorite. Mm. Now,
last week makes me want to cry.
Last week was tough.
Yeah.
But this week, I think we'll bounce back. A, because I'm just feeling good about today. But B, I tried to pick teams that were a little easier to guess, maybe a little more iconic.
Okay.
Just not, last week, I definitely picked like 3 very hard teams.
Yeah.
But see, last week it was really sad. But this week, when you crush it, you're just gonna be like, wow.
Well, it's gonna be even more sad if I don't crush it and you're hyping it up this much.
Fair, but I think you'll be.
I'll do my best.
I think you're gonna do good.
Okay.
All right. So team one.
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay, everyone. I know it. I think. Oh, that would be so sad if I get it wrong. I see an eagle, period, and it is like gray, white, and then the border is like a dark teal. Almost positive. This is, oh my goodness, if I get it wrong, I'm gonna cry. Football, first of all, Team Eagles. I'm a little nervous, but I think it's Philadelphia.
3 for 3.
Yes! Oh,
perfect. Yes. Philadelphia Eagles football. What a start. You already beat last week. So.
Well, because you know I loved that one.
Yeah, but I just wanted to test your memory. That's was great. Good. Great job. Yeah. All right, so now hop into the next one. You're
okay.
On fire.
Okay. So.
This one's very iconic.
Oh, yeah? Mm. It's a Red Bull. Looks very angry. Mm. I know there is a Chicago Bulls. No.
I'm expressionless that's fine. In my face. Yeah, I don't want to give it away.
That's fine. So, Chicago Bulls. I know it's not football because I didn't see it in football. Doesn't look baseball. It's not hockey. Sometimes I get nervous with soccer. But you don't really need to give me soccer. Is it basketball?
So what's the final answer?
Chicago Bulls basketball.
Another 3 for 3. You're at 6 out of 6 right now. Now, I mean,
made me a little nervous.
You've gotten 6 out of 9 before, so you have to just get 1 point here to top and get your best week ever.
I've heard of the Oh. This hard? Or is this easy?
This one's the hardest of the three, for sure. It's like if you know, you could maybe get the team name if you notice something about the logo, but.
Yeah. Okay, well, to me it looks like a rocket ship. Darn it. But it also looks like a D.
You just need 1 point.
Or maybe it's an A. Well, the only team I know that has to do with rocket ships. Okay, it is not a rocket ship. I don't know. It's like a goldish color and an orangish color. And sometimes those are Arizona teams. And it kind of looks like an A. But the thing I know that is a rocket ship one, well, I don't even know if that's what they're named after, but the Houston Astros, it sounds kind of like rocket shippy. But I don't think that's their logo, so.
I mean, Houston has another team that's even more rocket shippy.
Really? What is it?
The Houston Rockets.
Ah.
The basketball team.
But it's not that one, no. Obviously. Dang. oh, like, Houston, we have a problem. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, where that's funny.
Where NASA is.
Yeah, that's so funny. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It can't be any of those. You wouldn't be so willing to talk about it. So
no, you're right.
I'm thinking, let me see. I have no freaking idea. Okay, what could that be? It's not a rocket ship. Like an arrowhead. Is that a stingray?
No. We're going to pause right now because our dog's barking really loudly.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, we're back from our intermission. We let our dog out of the crate. She's probably being really crazy out there, but that's an after the podcast issue to deal with.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
It's not a stingray.
And it's not like a variation of the word stingray?
No.
Okay, I'm just going to have to guess something. What is that? What do you mean I would guess the team from the way it looks?
There's a chance you would get the team name from a context clue, but looks like it's not apparent to you.
The Denton Flames.
The Denton
Football.
No, so 6 out of 9 is still a great week. High five for that.
Oh.
2 perfect scores. This is a hockey team
In
Anaheim. The Ducks. That's a duck foot.
Hasty Ann.
Yeah, our dog is a brat.
Okay, yeah, that does look like a duck foot, but I would never know that.
I know, but that's why I was like, there's a chance you get it, chance you do. But I feel like I gave you 2 that were pretty iconic, pretty solid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want to give you one.
I'd heard of the Chicago Bulls. I just wasn't sure they were basketball.
All right.
It is so loud.
Yeah.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Do you let her in here?
Sure.
Okay.
Pets suck.
Can you hear him in that?
Yeah, so loud.
He'll stop. We'll just wait for him to stop.
Hasty wouldn't.
He'll stop.
I don't think he will.
He hamper.
No.
Do we just lock them both in our room?
Yeah. Outside of the crate.
Okay. Where were we?
All right. We're back after another long intermission. Our dog was whining, so we let her in here, and then our cat was jealous and was meowing at the door, so we let both of them in here, and then the dog started chewing the bone, cat was purring, both were really loud and annoying, so now we put them both in the room, and it's really only a matter of time before Hasty starts crying.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
So, all right, we are back after an extremely long intermission of pet chaos, but
absolute chaos, mayhem.
We think the solution now is the dog is in the studio, laying on the blanket with no bones, no nothing.
Yeah.
And the cat is in the room.
Which is working.
Mm-hmm. Because our cat, like, meows for us when it, like, I don't know, when he knows we're in there, like, without him, but, like, when we're, like, sleeping or going to bed, like, he'll be like, oh, they're, like, not responding, not doing anything, so it's not funny there anyway. So he'll, like, meow. He'll do it for a couple minutes and he moves on. Whereas, like, in here, it's like we're talking, so he's like, okay, something's going on there. Especially since we have the dog in here, too, so he's like, hey, you took away everything from me.
Aww.
But now that he's in the, I bet he's, like, just having a blast at the curtains.
And Hasty's just being awkward right now.
Yeah, but she's an awkward dog in general. Yeah. But anyways, so, solid on the team guessing, 6 out of 9. I would say it's your best week ever. You tied 6 out of 9 before, but since you got 2 perfect teams, I mean, that's got to be.
Thank
we'll
you.
Call this the best week ever.
Oh, well, they were easy.
A massive bounce back from last week.
Thanks. Yeah, last week was honestly kind of like a shot to my ego, I'm not going to lie. It was really upsetting.
Well, this week you bounced back, to say the least. But we're going to get going with today's podcast topic, which took me a while to get all these slides together for. But we are going to be doing your favorite college football team is what we're going to be predicting this week. Or not predicting, you're going to be picking your favorite college football team.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of boils down to college football starting next weekend. It's called week 0, so normally, you know, start week 1. But college football starts with week 0 because only, like, a handful of teams play the first week. Every other team starts in 2 weeks.
Sorry.
Bless you. It's okay. I coughed a lot during last week's podcast, but now we're back. And so week zero starts next week, which means I will be watching football with Nebraska versus Illinois. And I wanted to pick your favorite college football team because in a couple weeks ago, we picked your favorite football team, mm-hmm. which is...
The Denver Broncos. Go Broncos.
Yep. And then you go to school at...
Baylor University. Go Bears. Sick'em or whatever.
But this is not going to be their year for football. They're not going to do too hot is what most people are predicting. I mean, yeah. It could surprise everyone, but they're not going to be contending for much this year. So I wanted you to pick a team that at least has some skin in the game.
That'll go the distance.
That has a chance to go to the distance, at least. Because I'm going to be watching college football most Saturdays.
What's your favorite?
Where I went to school.
Oh, okay.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have other teams.
Don't they say that Arizona's really good?
Arizona for football?
Yeah.
No, actually, one of our rankers over at BackseatCoach.com put them in their backseat bottom 10. Bottom 10 teams in all of college football. They are an absolutely terrible team.
Oh, okay, sorry. I know nothing.
They're good at... Arizona State is decent.
Okay.
Arizona...
Trash.
Terrible.
Booty.
Good basketball school. They're basketball school.
Okay.
So, we're going to pick your team. Mm-hmm. And there. So, when we picked your favorite college football or NFL team, it was kind of just a variety of factors. I threw on the city they were in, their logo, their uniforms, just all kinds of things. You could kind of just whatever jumped out at you, whether it was their logo, whether it was the uniforms, anything, you could just look mm-hmm. at it and say, like, I want this team over that team. For college, I want to do something a little different for a couple different reasons. One, just make it a little more exciting, but also because colleges, like NFL teams, you really like, I mean, you knew the Cowboys, but really knew nothing about. Whereas colleges, even if you've never watched college football, you're like, oh, University of Georgia, I know that school, like, or mm-hmm. whatever. Like, you just know things about schools. So just straight up saying, like, which school you like more, there's a little more potential for biases. I wanted to make things different.
Okay.
So, like I said, I spent a lot of time on this, but also didn't spend enough time on it. So there's going to be some things here. And so Backseat Coach, we ranked the top 25 teams. There's four rankers, including myself, who rank weekly rankings. So we have the top 25, which is what we're going to go off of. You're going to pick a team from the top 25.
Okay.
So in order to make this bracket work out ideally, that means seven teams are going to have to get a bye week. So I'm just going to pick the top seven teams that are in the rankings. They're just going to automatically move on to the next round.
Okay.
So that means 8 through 25 are going to have to battle through the first round of this. So we're going to do something a little interesting here. I have 5 different criteria that we're going to rank them on.
Mm-hmm.
Each round's going to be different. So I have playing cards here.
Fine.
So you're going to pick what the criteria is going to be. So ace through five. What is the criteria going to be for this first round? Pick a card and tell me what it is.
Four.
Okay. So this head-to-head is going to be, which school would you rather go to if you had to do it over?
Okay. I will say I don't know much about other schools.
I know, but just randomly, like, just pick two. Okay. Like, when I give you these two schools.
Okay. So don't judge my choice, everyone.
All right. So University of Washington.
Okay.
Actually, let me get to the right slide. University of Washington
mm-hmm.
or University of Utah?
Washington.
Okay. Washington advances. Give me a second.
What's their logo?
I don't want to give it away.
Oh, okay.
Later.
Okay.
So...
Do you need number
Why'd
four?
You choose Washington over Utah? I just need the quick little banter. Because
yeah, I'm just kind of like a... I don't love the weather in Washington, but like...
Utah's mountains.
I don't know anything about Utah.
Fair.
And I feel like there's like more to see in Washington.
Fair. Okay. So Utah Utes. That's their team name.
Go
the,
Utes.
The Utah Utes are eliminated. So next...
Sorry, guys.
Next up, we are going to do... The 9 seed versus the 24 seed, which will be...
Okay.
It'll get quicker as I go. I'll get better at this.
You're okay.
All right, so doing it over.
Uh-huh.
Texas A&M or Coastal Carolina?
See, that's really hard because I know a lot of people from my high school went to A&M, but that makes me not want to go there.
So is that eliminating them?
Yeah, so I do Coastal Carolina. I mean, the whole Aggie thing, it's like, that is so fun for the people that go there, but everyone else hates it.
Yeah, everyone
it's
else
so
hates
annoying.
It. The Aggie ring, anytime I meet someone.
It's so annoying.
Because a lot of people that I've worked with would go there, and they'd all, like, it's just the most obnoxious thing.
And this?
Just the whole ring. Like literally, like, when you get out of college and join, like, a company, like, a lot of people around here went to Texas A&M, so I'd be like, oh, like, they'd be like, where'd you go to school? I'm like, oh, I went to Wisconsin. Yeah. I'm like, where do you go to school? And they're just, like, shake their fist at me. They're like, show me their ring. I'm like,
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's all I have to say to that is cool.
Do all schools have rings?
So, all schools have rings.
Because I know Baylor has rings. It's just not as obnoxious.
Well, all schools have rings, not that they give out. Like, our school, like, Wisconsin, like, no one really gets class rings. They have class rings you can get. And I think every school is like that. Like, they have class rings you can get. But
a lot of people at Baylor get them.
Right, but Texas A&M is definitely, like, the most known for.
Yeah,
like,
it's not on like, the same level.
I think it's still, like, optional, like, you have to buy it, but it's definitely the thing, like, everyone does. Had to adjust the mic. Sorry to squeak in people's ears. But, anyways, moving on. So then, the University of Wisconsin or the University of Mississippi?
Yeah, I'll go to Wisconsin. Why not?
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. I would have been disappointed if you would have said
Mississippi. I know.
Especially Mississippi over Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on. That's not really much of a debate there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we could have been buddies.
next up, Oklahoma State or Notre Dame?
My mom went to Oklahoma State.
Oh, do you want to keep the family legacy going?
Or she hated it, so I'll go to Notre Dame.
Why'd she hate it?
I don't know. Well, she felt like kind of pressured to go there. I think her dad really wanted her to go there, so she felt a lot of pressure to go there. She didn't hate it. I won't say she hated it. She, you know, went to college, got her degree, got out. She was a Kappa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun. Keeping that. You kept that legacy going.
Sure did.
But so Notre Dame for you, you want to be a Fighting Irish?
Yep.
All right.
Dying to be a Fighting Irish.
Next up, Penn State or the University of North Carolina?
I know nothing about either, but I prefer North Carolina, I believe.
Prefer North Carolina?
Yeah.
What made you lean that way?
Pretty much nothing.
Just random?
Yeah. I mean, I watch a YouTuber from North Carolina, so...
What YouTuber?
Her name's Erin. I don't know her last name.
Okay. Hi, Erin.
She's, like, on, like, a channel I watch.
Oh, wow.
Like it's like a fashion channel. She's, okay. Like, one of the, like, talents on it.
I get it. I got you. Okay, we'll move on then. Florida, University of Florida or University of Texas?
I thought about going to UT. Yeah, I'd go to UT.
Okay. University of Florida's out?
Yep.
All right. Sorry, Diane, our Instagram manager.
Sorry. I just have people I know at UT.
But you also have people you know at Texas A&M.
Yeah, it's just a different type of people.
100%. They're very two different type of people.
Texas A&M. I do love some of my friends at A&M. Like, I'm not
saying
anything about y'all. Just,
but
I love your passion for your school, but it's really annoying.
Not to be cocky. Put 10 Texans in front of me that went to either UT or Texas A&M. Get 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I will get 10 out of 10 and say, I know exactly which ones you went to which school.
I know. Well, I mean, and I really love them and I love that for them. And they know it's annoying too, but they love that.
I know.
You know, like they like bond in that of like, oh, everyone thinks we're annoying.
Yeah.
So let's be louder and
like,
more annoying.
You know that TikToker who does like the annoying kid at the field trip.
Yeah,
like that's like the Aggies. Those are people that grew up to be Texas A&M Aggies.
Yeah.
Next up, University of Oregon or the University of Indiana?
Oh, Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon's pretty.
Yeah. I know a weirdo. No, I shouldn't say that.
Okay, moving on. University of Miami or Louisiana State University?
LSU.
You'd rather go to LSU?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. University of Miami? You wouldn't want to go to there?
I don't think I like people from Miami.
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely a different crowd.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I just don't think I'd fit in.
Last up for round one, the University of... This one really easy.
Okay. Cool.
Would you rather go to the University of Southern California?
Uh-huh.
Or the University of Iowa?
Why is that obvious?
I don't know.
Fine. Now I'm scared. Southern California.
Okay. I don't know. If someone said, do you want to go live in LA or Iowa? I'd say, you kidding me? Even if you're not.
What's your choice?
I'd go to USC for sure. California.
Well, a lot of people hate Los Angeles.
I know, but still.
And
like,
I think I might hate Los Angeles.
I feel like a lot of people that hate Los Angeles would still say, I'd rather that than cornfields.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. I don't know. It's a different breed.
We have a lot of people from Iowa that work for Backseat Coach, so sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, even that, I think I really just picked that because you were going to judge me.
I mean,
because I really don't think I'd like Los Angeles.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, I think the campus would be fun. That's where like a lot of celebrities go to college, like USC.
That'd exactly. That's why I don't think I'd like it. Like that is like so not my speed.
No, I wanted to go to USC for a long time as a kid.
Gross.
So I would have definitely wanted to go there.
Yeah. That's why it was an obvious decision for you, and then you're gonna judge me. So
I'd say it's an obvious decision for a lot of people, but definitely.
Well, like, a lot of people are the other way.
Yeah, I'd say so, but in general,
like pretty much everyone in my family would much rather not go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, but that's what any Texan would say, probably.
Well, welcome to Texas. Your girlfriend is Texan.
Yeah. Next round is starting now.
Epic. So. Do I get to draw another card? Yeah. Do I put four back?
No.
Okay. Two.
Two? All right, now we're doing mascots.
Okay. Sweet. What?
Was I supposed to say sweet?
Sweet and sick makes the other swick.
Swick.
Yeah. Swick.
Okay. Mascot number one?
Ew.
What is it? Say it. You have like to tell people.
Saggy elephant.
Mascot number two.
Okay, that one's cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened there is...
It's like a little coastal birdie.
So Coastal Carolina, the 24
seed. Oh my
seed,
God, that elephant
just eliminated
is so saggy.
Alabama. Sorry, Alabama.
That was... You could have chosen a better picture. Their mascot was so saggy. Oh my God.
I mean, that's how
that
it always
so
looks,
sad.
Though.
What's its name?
I actually don't know.
Oh my gosh. That was hilarious.
Next matchup.
Cute. Sooner?
Yeah, you gotta visually describe your scene.
Okay, it's like, I didn't know that their mascot was a horse. I thought it would be like a little panhandler. What? No, that's like a hobo, right?
Yeah.
No, what's the panning for gold?
Oh, I don't know. Gold miner?
Yeah, because like the Boomer Sooners, weren't they like going to get the gold? That's Bevo. I know Bevo.
Yeah, so they have an actual mascot and a live mascot. Wow, what an epic matchup, Oklahoma versus Texas. Very heated.
Yeah, day. I choose Bevo any day.
Okay. Bevo wins.
I don't think people know that Boom... Do people know the... Is its name Boomer or Sooner?
Well, everyone knows Boomer Sooner that watches football. That's just like they're saying. Boomer Sooner.
But is it... What's the horse's name is what I'm saying.
I have no clue. Probably Boomer.
Or Sooner.
I don't think it'd be...
Boomer! Sooner.
Okay, next up, we got another...
OU Texas. Like, that's the one thing I do know about football because my family would have an OU Texas
yeah,
game. And, like,
in
everyone
Dallas,
would come
yeah.
in. Yeah.
So we got another school here that has a live mascot as well as their own mascot.
A bulldog. I want that one.
Okay, let's see who you're eliminating then.
Ew, I can't believe you showed me that saggy elephant and thought it had any chance.
Oh, yeah. This one would have been
so
easy.
Gross.
Or, well, not easy. I don't know. Depends on...
What's the other one? Is that OSU? What is that?
It doesn't matter. We're just doing based on
mascots. Oh, a Spartan? It's like a guy on a horse. Kind of lame.
Okay.
It's like medieval times.
Yeah, that's the USC Trojans.
Mm.
Fun fact, USC's fight song is the same as
the
my high
Trojan,
school.
Like, it just is too much like the condom company. You know? Like, their logos look super similar. Obviously, the name's the same. It's like kind of weird. Do you think they get sponsored by them? Because it's like a college. Like, that'd be kind of a funny thing.
I'm sure
they like, give out free ones.
Maybe. Don't colleges always do that, like, everywhere? But maybe those, there's... They
I got, mean,
like,
Baylor wouldn't.
Branded ones. I guess, fair.
Yeah, so I have no idea.
Okay, so USC Trojans are eliminated. Next up, so you really love the Bulldog.
Yeah, it was adorable. I like the live one, obviously. The other one's, like, looks like the one from Tom and Jerry.
Next?
Hate. Brutus.
What does it
that
look
is
like?
Such an epic name. He looks like a Brutus. I don't know what it looks like. A Cabbage Patch Kid, kind of. What is he?
So.
Is he just like
a... he's a nut. The
no,
state
he
nut.
Is not.
Yeah,
go back. Did you delete him?
No. But.
That's cute.
That's who's gone.
Clemson?
Nope.
What is that?
But you like it. It's a tiger.
Is Clemson... Clemson's a school.
Clemson is.
Oh, that's LSU. LSU?
Yep.
Okay.
So here's the Ohio State mascot again.
A nut? What kind of nut? Do we know?
A Buckeye. It's the state nut of Ohio.
Oh, I've never heard of a Buckeye before.
Yeah, no one has. That's why everyone makes fun of Ohio State. But they're like, it's, well, like, everyone, it's...
Brutus.
It's like everyone making fun of, like, I don't know. It's hard. Because, like, everyone makes fun of them, like, oh, your mascot's a nut. And they, like, obliterate everyone else every year. So they like win so easily. So it's the like nuts. So it's like they clearly don't care. Like you're like, oh, what's your mascot's a nut. The nuts. We just beat you 63-0. Yeah. Okay, so the nuts are gone.
Yeah, sorry.
Next up.
Based on mascot alone, you know.
What are you
seeing? Oh, that's a Clemson Tiger.
Yep.
Sweet. I like Tigers. I always keep the Tigers.
Always keep the Tigers? Okay, yeah. So that Clemson, so that means you don't even want to look at this next
one?
Well,
no, I'll look at it.
This is pretty cute.
Oh. Oh.
See, there's difference in the Tigers. I think LSU's Tiger looks a lot better than Clemson's Tiger.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. The Clemson's Tiger looks a little worn out.
But
still. That's super cute, but it looks a little bit, it's too Daffy Duck, you know, it's like Daffy Duck already exists.
So Clemson Tiger moves on?
Yeah.
So Oregon Ducks just got eliminated.
Sorry.
Next up, we are almost done with this round. Oh, there's one that's gonna you're gonna,
that I'm gonna love.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not coming up yet though. But all right, next we got
a black chicken. What's that? Black rooster.
So it's like a bird. Their team name is the Cyclones.
Weird.
Iowa State Cyclones.
And it's a black chicken.
I don't think it's a chicken. I think it looks like a cardinal or something. I don't know. Hmm. We have a couple people that go to Iowa State to work for backseat coach.
So yeah, let us know what that is.
What is your mascot?
Because, like, why wouldn't... I guess you can't have a cyclone costume. Well, maybe, like, a little tornado type situation. Oh, okay, yeah. Noted.
Maybe it's a roadrunner.
Is it that against the cyclone?
Yeah.
I'll take the chicken.
Well, explain what you're seeing, people listening.
It's like a... dirty old ram.
It's a Tar Heel. University of North Carolina.
Just creepy a little bit.
It's gone.
Mascots are hard to fall for, you know? Like, Bevo's so lovable.
Next up, this one's hard because it's, like, multiple people always, but what are you seeing?
Oh, is that the Fighting Irish?
Yeah. What is it?
It's just a bunch of, like, Ireland people wearing green. Leprechauns, yeah. Is that their mascot, or is that, like, the Fighting Irish?
No, like, they always... that's just, it's always someone in a leprechaun costume, but, like, the person changes all the time. Okay. Versus this.
That's Ramsey. It's a black cat.
Yeah,
it looks like a panther type situation. Okay, yeah. I like that one better than the Body Irish.
The Bearcats.
Bearcats. That's a cute name.
Okay. Next up. All right, this is the last one of this round, and I feel bad.
What?
Because I think my school doesn't stand a chance here.
Oh, no.
But we'll see.
Badger, right? Mm-hmm. I know that's Wisconsin. Got it.
And it's just hard to beat live mascots.
You chose a pretty epic picture of him. What is it? Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. You like Huskies a lot more than I do.
I know, but it's a cute puppy, though. So.
Super cute puppy, but I won't be won over by the puppies. I do prefer the Badger over the Huskies.
So it's the UW battle. University of Washington versus University of Wisconsin, both called UW.
Yeah, I really do think, mascot-wise, I do prefer Badgers over
All right, Huskies. I love it. Yeah. So now we are down to the final eight.
Okay. New card.
Pick a new card.
We should play a card game later.
Okay.
Three.
Team uniforms.
Okay. This is fun. I'm proud of the work you put in.
Thanks. Thanks, honey.
Even though I was rushing you.
First up.
Okay. Is that orange?
No,
Georgia
it's red.
Bulldogs.
I tried to get everyone's home and away jerseys so you can kind of see what they're always wearing.
Okay. That's good. Oh, that's cute. Am I comparing the two?
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina. Whoa. Chanticleers?
Yeah. Epic, right?
What does that mean?
I don't know, but the mystique is there.
Huh.
Again, okay. These are total love-hate uniforms. I'm personally a big love of these.
I was about to say, I really like the black one.
One thing you might not like about them is see that in the bottom of the picture? That's their turf color. It's like that.
No, I love that.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Love that.
So, Georgia Bulldogs just got eliminated?
Mm-hmm.
Baby, you're going to have such an underdog team because you eliminated so... based on the mascot round, was brutal for top seeds. Like the bit, like Alabama
the
gone,
nuts
gone, Sooners gone.
Yeah,
like all the top teams were eliminated.
Not Bevo.
All right, next round, Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, I like the orange, but what is OSU's colors?
Oklahoma State or Oregon State or
Oklahoma State. Have I cut them out?
Oklahoma State. Yeah, because your mom went there and you didn't want to go there.
Oh.
So, it's a battle of oranges.
Yeah, I mean, burnt orange will always win.
Yeah, okay. So Texas. And see, the thing is, like, this isn't even biased because you're not even, like, a, I mean, you have, like, family who, like, loves Texas. Yeah. But I wouldn't say you're, like, a huge, like, Longhorn.
No, person. Based on aesthetic alone, I just like burnt orange better than...
Burnt orange is, like, a great orange.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up.
Okay, cute. Iowa State. Red and gold situation. I already forgot all their mascots. Oh, weird. I would not expect that to be LSU's colors. Their helmets
are... Purple and yellow.
Yellow. Yeah, I'll cut that one out.
Okay, LSU's gone.
I mean, it's fun, but... Gold Tigers. Whoa.
That's how the coach talks. Have you never heard the coach talk?
No.
He's, like, more Cajun than the most Cajun thing you can think of.
How does it sound?
Going to the game, get Alabama got a tough matchup this week. I got real prepared for the
That's big That's awesome. Matchup. Yeah. I wonder if he sings.
Go Tiger.
That's like exactly what he said. And he always runs. He's like a...
Hello?
He just looks like a...
She didn't like that.
He's got like an epic bod where it's just like lower legs just looks like a normal fit man, but like upper body just like huge.
That's
just
so
like,
funny.
Just a weird gut. Like it's not like fat, just like a weird, just big human.
Large.
And he always runs around campus like shirtless, and everyone will always That's like so film funny. On Snapchat outside his video, and like he'll be like, "Hey coach," he's like, "Oh," and just like
That's epic.
Along. But yeah, he has the most Cajun guy. Oh, go talk. That's like every interview he ends like go that. Like it's, everyone is he'll end every interview by saying "Go Tigers." So I'll be like, "So how'd like the game go?" He's like, "Oh yeah, we played really good, and I really like how Joe Burrow caught back and throwing the ball back there." And then like they'll be like, "Thank you, coach. Good luck with the rest of the season." Like, "Yeah, go Tigers." That's how you end every interview. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Congratulations, Ed.
Go Tigers.
That's funny.
Okay, but he's gone.
Okay. Oh. Why?
Like, you just eliminated LSU.
Oh.
He's still alive and well, don't worry. All right, final one of this round.
Cool.
Cincinnati Bearcats. What's their uniforms looking like?
White and black. I mean, you know, their helmets are kind of cool.
Helmets kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a red fade. Okay, Wisconsin Badgers, and it's like...
You don't have to do a pander pick, just do genuinely...
Red and white.
Genuinely, what uniform?
No, like? Yeah, no. I mean, like, genuinely, I do like these better, but I like feel horrible continuing to pick this because I feel like it's so kiss ass.
It's okay, but for me, like we have different preferences. For me, I think they've had tough competition because going up against a live Husky mascot, hard to make a pass.
Right, but you love Huskies, and I'm like not right. a huge.
And these uniforms, I'd say Cincinnati's uniforms are boring, and they try to make it up by having cool helmets. But like yeah. this is what they normally wear, which is pretty boring.
That's cooler, I think.
Really,
actually,
you like all
yeah.
black. I like the whatever material that helmet is in that red.
Me
but,
too.
But still, so Cincinnati.
It looked cooler with the black.
It's gone.
Though.
So now we have, let me just count here. 1, 2, 3, 4 teams left. Final four. It is fun. What's going to be the last thing?
I don't know.
So final four.
Hope it's Joker. Oh, it's an ace.
Ace. Uh-huh. Okay. So for the final four, you're going to say between the two teams I give you names of their starting quarterbacks, who would you name your son after?
Oh my
or not name him after, but like which name do you like better?
Oh son? Gosh, this is hard.
So first up, Brock or Grayson?
I have a cousin named Brock, so I'm going to go with Grayson.
Okay.
Cute names, both of them.
Iowa State has been eliminated.
Which one did I choose?
Coastal Carolina.
Wow, they're like doing really well. And I don't even know what that means.
But so whoever wins this, we got to get you some like merch for like mm-hmm. some epic merch.
Really?
Well, no, I'm just saying like those colors, like you get some fun like teal shirts.
Yeah. I'm okay. not a huge teal fan though.
Next up, Casey or Graham?
Graham.
Graham?
Cracker.
Texas Longhorns
Graham,
have
cracker.
Been eliminated.
First name Graham, middle name Cracker. Graham. Is it spelled like that? How's it spelled?
G-R-A-H-A-M.
Graham, yeah.
Okay, so the last way to choose between the card you haven't picked yet is 5, and that is which city would you rather live in?
Okay.
Do we want to do that for the final two? Because there's 2 left, so whoever...
That's
whichever
fine,
city...
but can you give me, like, a little bit of information on both cities? Because I'm just, like, so,
yeah, so
ignorant.
This is, like, perfect that it's the final two, because I was going to... What I was planning on doing for the best city or which city you'd rather live in is I was going to go to Google Images, search the city name, and the first image that comes up, like you just look at it and say like which
Epic.
City looks better.
Cool.
And this is so, you know what? This would be even better. I won't even.
Hmm.
So should we do this is just thinking on the fly.
Okay.
Should we do which city you'd rather live in? Like, I tell you the city and the state.
Uh-huh. Or
should I just show you the picture?
Damn.
I think I kind of like the picture idea.
Okay, I'm just nervous because I don't love teal. But I'll still support the team. Okay, show me the cities. What are the cities that I'm choosing between? Coastal Carolina and...
I don't want to give it away.
But I already know one.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Okay. Wow, I really have no idea because it's not like I could figure out what the names were. Like, what was getting cut out. I know Iowa's cut out.
Okay, one of them's first picture is really bad.
Oh, no. Is it, like, nothing like the city?
Should I keep it fair and...
Like, pick,
keep the picture, or should I pick, like, the best picture I can see of the city?
Just one that you think is, like, a good representation. Like, don't pick one where it looks awesome if it's kind of a crappy city. No offense. I feel like people know if their city's crappy, though.
Okay, I will do that. I am going to do my best. But this one does not have much good to choose from. That one I don't think is actually their city.
It's okay. Just pick one that is like, if that's their city, that's their city.
Fair. Okay. Fair. If that's it. I'm sorry to this team, which I'll reveal at the end, but I tried so hard to find good picture of your city.
Oh, no. Am I going to have to pick Coastal Carolina?
I'm trying
to, like, gauge because I really don't want to pick Coastal Carolina. Come on. Let's see.
Okay. Hold on. I'm literally trying to find one that would make it even a fair competition.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be fair. Because I love small towny.
Okay.
You might be surprised. Tyler's a city slicker.
Yeah, I prefer cities.
He's big on aesthetics. Like, if there's big lights, big buildings, cool architecture.
I just like a good skyline.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find, like, a picture for this other one now, which is fine. But I'm just trying to find one where I can, like, show you without, like, showing you the name of the city.
Okay.
So,
I don't know what I'm left with, because, like, right now I don't really want Coastal Carolina that bad. I don't know. I don't hate teal. I'll wear teal. But
that's the biggest reason is you don't like teal?
Yes. I mean, I don't hate it. And theirs wasn't that bad. Like, I wouldn't have picked it otherwise, because I'm pretty sure I picked them off their uniform. I think it was, like, a cute teal. But that being said, I don't even know what the other team is, so I don't know if I hate their color.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
I tried so hard.
It's okay.
Okay. Don't look at anything. That's a city. What are you seeing?
Kind of looks like Deep Ellum a little bit. Like, no big buildings or anything. All kind of, like, brick. There's, like, a Coca-Cola thing. Like, Coca-Cola. It looks very much just kind of like a suburb type of quaint little town. Oh. And this is just like a really epic skyline view with a,
like,
huge,
a city, but
lake.
not like big buildings, but like definitely more of a city, huge lake.
Right.
So if anyone's
You're
on the video
so
version,
sweet.
We'll have
Oh.
I just clicked the next picture. Is it slide showing right now?
Oh,
that one's not so bad.
But... I like the trees. They needed to pick a better season.
Okay, now that...
That's so funny.
So, do you pick the...
Yeah, okay. The lake one.
So now, let me show you what I had to deal with.
That is so
funny. Before
I
reveal what it was.
That is so... No, I mean, the slideshow was enough to show me, like, what you were going through with
so,
that.
So, this is what happened when I Google Conway, South Carolina, uh-huh. And click on images.
Aww.
Okay, I guess there's a couple ones that are, like, better here, but just, okay. All in all, there's not much to work with.
Right. I mean, like, there are some, like, very scenic ones, but it's just of a bridge. If you'd shown me that, I would have been like, epic, babe.
Yeah. So, you want to know the winner?
That was so funny, that slideshow.
You want to know the winner?
Yeah.
The Wisconsin Badgers.
No way.
Yes.
At least we'll be cheering the same team.
You
behind me.
You already steal my, like, Wisconsin shirt, so it's fitting.
That's so funny. Oh, yeah, that gray one that I love.
So how did we get here? We got here by Wisconsin didn't get a first round bye. So the top seven teams got first round bye.
Oh, wow.
So they didn't get a first round bye. So they got through the first round by you picking,
like, a school I would have gone to.
A school you would have gone to.
Yeah.
So that they knocked out University of Mississippi in the first round.
Right.
Fair.
Easy.
Next round, you're choosing.
It's mascot.
Mascots.
And that's the one you didn't think it was going to pass.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, the next round was mascots, and we're going up against University of Washington, which has a Husky. So you chose the Badger over the Husky.
Easy choice for me, honestly.
Then the next round was Cincinnati Bearcats versus Wisconsin Badgers.
And you didn't quite agree with that.
No, so that one would have been almost a little unfair to Cincinnati because I really like their alternate jerseys. So it's like you would have picked a team based on a jersey they maybe wear once or twice a year. But yeah, Wisconsin just has very clean jerseys.
It's just so classic. Yeah. You know, I'm like a sucker too for like red, white, and blue and like stuff like that. Right. It's like the red and white of just like a football uniform. And
I might be a little biased here, but like the red on that flag, the Wisconsin flag over there, like I like that like tone of red so much more than like the red. Like just red.
That's way nicer on the eyes.
It's just much, but
that's fine.
But then where we went from there is I didn't say the names of the school. I just said,
are they good?
Graham. And then after that, it was just picture the downtown. So when we got to the final four, we had no clue what the schools were. It was just the name of the quarterback and picture the downtown. And the funniest thing of this whole thing is, A, you picked the school I went to. My favorite team by far is Wisconsin Badgers. So it'll be fun because I'll be watching every game.
Aw, fun.
But the funniest thing by far is when I picked the five criteria to choose on, just the which city do I live in, then I liked switching. Because what I thought was, like, if that came up when there was, like, eight teams left, then it'd be easier. But with just two, I didn't want it to be, like, would you rather live in Carolina or Wisconsin? But when I looked up pictures of Conway, South Carolina.
You thought it wasn't very fair.
But it's, so the thing is, so just like college football background, 99% of the teams in the top 10 or top 25 normally are going to be staple schools, like the big school in the state.
Yeah.
Whereas Coastal Carolina, like, and then there's like one team a year that's like the best, like, small school.
Yeah.
And that's Coastal Carolina.
Good
so
for
like,
them.
Good for them. But that's like, I mean, it makes sense to why if you look up, like, because major schools are going to be like either in a nice city, like a cool looking city,
or a really cool campus,
or like they're such a big school that like the town around them will become a college town, whereas like small schools like that just probably, I don't know how many people go there, probably like 10,000 people, maybe less.
Right, because if you look up Waco, which is like theoretically a small town,
right,
it still has like really cool things to look
definitely at. And it's like a it's a college town around it, whereas Coastal Carolina, it's Conway, just, South Carolina,
love it. So, hometown heroes type of vibe, but you
Wisconsin
know.
Wisconsin Badgers.
That was so funny. The slideshow killed me.
So yeah, so people listening and just because like even people on the video. Cause
I'll put up the pictures that went over.
So what happened is I just looked on Google Images, like just the first thing that came up for Madison, Wisconsin, which is a picture of Lake Mendota looking over their downtown, the capital.
So pretty. It's like sunset.
Yeah, just a very nice picture. And then I look up Conway, South Carolina, just nothing good. And then I click on a picture and zoom in to show you. And then just on its own, it just started like slide showing your Google Images. Cause I was like, I tried to find a good picture and you're like, oh, this is really bad. And then just like slide shows the next one that was like even worse. And it just kept showing like the most like just sad, decrepit. Like it looked like something that could have been in The Walking Dead, honestly.
What was funny is that you showed me the South Carolina one first and then you went to Madison and I was like, oh yeah, like that's so pretty, whatever. But when you went back and I like really saw the comparison and then the slideshow started, that's really what drove it home for me.
So you would rather live in Madison, Wisconsin than Conway, South Carolina?
I believe,
and I can't disagree, or I can't agree with you more there.
That's
awesome.
Good. I'm glad.
I would love to live in Madison, Wisconsin again. It's a very like awesome town. It's definitely like a town that once you get over 30 you can live there though, just because it's like a very young adult town.
Really?
Yeah. But okay. Super awesome. Like two lakes, very pretty. But we got down to Wisconsin. So they're in the backseat coach rankings, they're the number 10 team in the country.
Hmm.
So definitely have a chance to be.
We'll be able to have some wins.
Yeah. We'll be able to have some wins. Week one, they play Penn State, who you eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
So that is their first matchup against another top 25 team. So a battle right out the gate.
Fun.
So we are a Wisconsin Badgers podcast.
Woo! And Denver Broncos.
That was epic.
That was fun.
Do you want to hop into our Trinity or do you want to talk about what we did this weekend?
Let's hop into our Trinity just to do it and then we'll end with the weekend.
Okay, because we got to give our movie review.
True.
All right, Trinity. So you have the coin over there.
Yeah, will you flip it for me? So this week I decided we're going to be ranking best things to get from a coffee shop that aren't coffee. So if it has coffee in it, you can't get it. besides that, anything's on the table.
Okay.
So we're ranking our top three.
Things to get at a coffee shop that isn't coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. Heads, you go first. Tails, I go first.
Okay.
It's heads, you go first.
Chai tea.
Yep, that was my number one.
Ding, 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 ding. I was so happy I got that first. Yeah. Chai tea.
Be more specific.
Tyler and I love chai tea. Love, love, love. Iced chai, preferably for me.
Mm-hmm.
On our very first date, I thought Tyler was not into me at all.
I didn't think you were into me at all, though, either.
We went to Chili's. Go Chili's.
Epic. Mm-hmm. It's been way too long since we've been
I was just having a weird time in my life where Chili's was just where I wanted to be all the time. So I was like, why not have someone just really know me? And
Dallas, Texas company, Chili's.
Yeah, if you didn't know.
We eat local.
Yeah, we eat local.
Chili's.
So we went there and Tyler said something like, all right, like, should we get going? And like, that's when I was like, oh, wow, he really is not into me. He's like trying to leave right now. So we got in his car and everything and he's driving me home. And on the way home, I have a 7-Eleven by my house. And he was like, I'd been talking about hot chocolate a lot.
It was
super cold. This is like the first year that Texas had gotten like a lot of snow. So he was like, oh, well, like, do you know where we could get hot chocolate right now? Because it was late. So like Starbucks was closed. Anything around was closed. And we decided we were going to stop at the 7-Eleven because they usually have a hot chocolate machine. So we stopped there and the hot chocolate is broken. And so Tyler takes a cup and he's like, starts filling it up with chai tea. And right then, I knew I found the one. I was like, I freaking love chai tea. He was like, I love chai tea.
Chai tea is just the perfect number one pick. That was definitely my pick.
Yeah. Brought us together.
Brought us together.
Then we went to the lake and walked around and drank our chai teas. It was very cold. We walked around for like maybe 2 minutes and then got back in the car.
Yeah. But
overall,
great night. Fun. I mean, it's how we met. So again, obviously great night. But yeah, just funny because neither of us thought we were really into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a wrong turn on the way home.
I mean, I knew I was into you.
Yeah, insane. But we didn't think each other. Yeah. And then we took a wrong turn driving home. I was like, you know, I just get like hot chocolate and extend the night.
And it was delicious.
I was like, do you need to go home? Or like, and you're like, no. I'm like, okay, let's not go home.
Yeah, that's when I was like, oh, you might actually kind of like me a little bit.
Went to 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
But yeah, chai tea was number one on my list. To be specific, venti iced chai tea latte with 2 pumps cinnamon dolce and sweet cream cold foam.
Okay, chill. Chill. Your barista hate you.
Okay. So this one came out on my list late because I was only thinking like Starbucks. That's the only place I go to get coffee.
Right.
Lately, we've been going to the Eat Local, Brewed and Pressed.
Drink Local.
Brewed and Pressed, which is right by where we live. So
we call it Brew Depressed.
Yeah, because their sign looks like just Brew Depressed. So it's just funny.
Yeah. We think it's funny.
We think it's hilarious. So I only go to Starbucks. So this isn't really like, I don't think Starbucks sells these. But then I was thinking about like just coffee shops as a whole. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So coffee shop ranking, donut.
Yeah.
Getting a donut.
Yeah.
Donut and coffee, great combo.
Donut and not coffee.
Yeah, but just a donut. Yeah. Like if you're going to like Dunkin' Donuts and then someone says you can't get any coffee, it's like, okay.
Yeah, donut, we used to have a place by my house. It might still be there. I never go. It's called Top Pot Coffee Shop. And
that's kind of, I don't know how much I like that branding. Yeah. I think they thought it was clever because it's like a whatever, an anagram or whatever, and something spelled Top Pot. But it's kind of hard to say.
Top Pot Coffee Shop. Yeah. And they have really good donuts. But yeah, it's definitely not a Starbucks thing, but pretty much all coffee shops have donuts, usually. Yeah. Or like some sort of donut type.
Like, because I was just struggling to get to my like, because I always like to have like at least 6. Like 5 or so.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of anything. I was like, wait, donuts? Like every coffee shop has donuts.
Yeah, donuts is an epic one.
Okay, number 2 for you.
My number 2 is hot chocolate.
Hmm. That's a good choice. Yeah. That wasn't even on my list for some reason.
Just an obvious one for me because I just love, you know, I love hot chocolate. I drink it when it's 100 degrees out. I especially love in the wintertime peppermint hot chocolate. Whoa.
Sorry. But yeah, those are two just great picks off the bat.
Yeah, chai peppermint tea, hot chocolate.
Especially
like during the wintertime. It just gets you so in the season.
Mm-hmm.
A peppermint hot chocolate. And I've tried to replicate it and I just can't. I'm sure I could just get like a Keurig cup that is like the peppermint, but
definitely
I don't know, I'm always trying to like put essential oils in it and stuff and like figure out how to do it.
You can drink essential oils.
I mean people I don't know, maybe not.
I mean, I guess
it always turned out pretty bad.
If you're like inhaling it in a diffuser or something, like I think it's fine.
Yeah,
so We're gonna, our votes are gonna be like very split because right now you've done two drinks and I'm gonna have two food items. So my number two is a cinnamon bagel.
Yummy.
Yep.
You could just say bagels. I'll let
you have
it. Okay,
I'll take all bagels. Yeah, so my next one would have been everything bagel.
You love the ring shaped treats.
Mm-hmm.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing, Lindsay.
Okay, my third, cool. I'm going to say just a good old chocolate chip cookie. I know you're not a big chocolate person, but like it's just a classic, a chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
What's your third?
So nothing other than chai teas overlap. So I have three things on here that I could choose from.
Uh-huh.
So what's your list right now? You have chai Mine's tea, hot OG. Chocolate, and chocolate chip cookie?
Yep.
And I have donut, bagel.
Bagel's a really good one. I like that one. Donut, bagel.
Just a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It's a good one.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Brownie, maybe?
Brownie?
I always get chocolate croissants from...
I had cheese Danish on mine.
But yeah, cheese Danish. You have to like be in the mood for a cheese Danish.
I had cake pop.
Cake pop, classic Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be a pander pick for any Starbucks lovers. But
yeah.
I'm happy with my list. I think you're happy with yours.
So. Okay, so mine was number one for me, chai tea latte. Number two for me, hot chocolate. And number three, a chocolate chip cookie.
And my first pick was donut. My second pick was bagel. And my third pick was breakfast sandwich.
I love a good brekkie, Sam.
We have great lists.
Yeah, that's a good one.
At first when you said that, I was like, my brain was like, oh, chai tea, something that's not coffee at a coffee shop. And then after that, I was like,
What else is there?
I don't really get these from coffee shops. I don't really go to coffee shops if I'm not going to get coffee. No. I don't really go to coffee shops.
I'm a good coffee shop dweller.
Honestly, if I go to coffee shops, I'm not getting coffee. I'm getting chai tea.
Same,
and if I'm not getting
same.
Chai tea, I'm not going. So.
Period. I'm not going.
Okay, so that concludes our Trinity. That was solid. So so let's see what we've done so far in this podcast. You got your best week ever on team guessing. You picked
tied.
You're best.
Okay.
You picked your favorite college football team, which is
Wisconsin Badgers.
And we did our Trinity on best things to get from a coffee shop that is not coffee. Mm-hmm. So let's just like wrap it up by talking about our weekend.
Okay.
So what have we done this weekend? What do we do?
Weekend. I totally know. Friday. That's when the massacre occurred. Friday morning, I decided it was going to be nail day for me and the kids. So I was going to paint my nails, cut my nails, and I was also going to cut the kids' nails. So Hasty was going to get her nails cut. Ramsey was going to get his nails cut. Started out with Hasty. She is such a brat when you cut her nails. So she's screaming at me, like wiggling around. But then she was being a pretty good girl. And this was 100% my fault. And I literally felt so bad. And I cut her nail just a little too short. Every mom has done it, every dog mom. And it's just so mortifying because it just like drips and you're like, oh my God, like you don't know what to do. It just keeps going. So I was like, I gotta get paper. I was like, Tyler, get my paper towels now. I'm just standing there with her paw dripping everywhere. It's so gross, so bad. So he goes and gets it. And so I thought I'd stopped the bleeding. And then Tyler went down to go work out and kind of lay out by the pool and stuff. So I was just with the kids. And I go to the bathroom and I come out, like, literally within a span of, like, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. I come out and it's just, like, a crime scene. There's blood everywhere, like, all over the floors, all over the rug. So I spend a good, like, 30, 40 minutes cleaning it up. Think that that's solved.
It was solved for a while.
Yeah, so I created Hasty for a little bit so she could kind of, you know, like, lick on it, make sure. She's, like, dead asleep right now. She's so happy she's in here. So we thought it was handled. Then later that afternoon, we're watching Hard Knocks, and I walk over to town, and I'm like, oh, that's funny. I missed this spot of blood on the rug. Like, darn, I wish I'd seen it earlier because now it's going to stain. Kind of thinking like that, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. It's also on the couch. And on the floor. And I start like walking. I'm like, oh my God, she's still bleeding. And so I start looking. I go into our room. It's like smeared down the headboard, on our sheets, on our comforter. Like she was really getting it everywhere. And so I'm like, I told Tyler, I was like, if you're planning on killing anyone, don't. Because my search history is so like sus right now. It's like, how to get blood stains out of the carpet. how to get bloodstains out of my comforter, how to get bloodstains out of my mattress. And it's just like so bad. So I spent a good amount of time cleaning that up, and then we ended up not being able to do anything that night because we didn't want to leave Hasty out of her crate and then come home to blood being everywhere again.
Yeah, because she can't be crated while we're gone. Like, it's just not...
It's not something we do anymore.
No, because she just would scream bloody murder the entire time.
Yeah, and we thought she would do bad outside of the crate, but ever since she's had Ramsay, mm-hmm. she's been really good. They, yeah. like, snuggled last night. It was cute. Mm-hmm. So that was Friday. We didn't get to do anything because I butchered my daughter's paw.
And then yesterday,
drive-in day.
Yeah, drive-in day.
We really didn't do much in the morning, I don't think.
We split our separate ways in the morning.
Yeah.
I wrecked my car
on Friday, so that was something else that happened. It was a chaotic day. Mm-hmm. I wrecked my car on Friday, so Saturday I went to breakfast with my parents. My dad and I tried to pull the dent out as much as we could and kind of like worked on some of the, like, buffing out some of the scratches and stuff, but it's still pretty bad. And my mirror is like randomly glued onto the side of my car, like not usable. So if you see me on the streets, look out. I'm not looking out for you.
Don't be on the driver's side blind spot.
Yeah, please, because you will get hit.
Our dog's dreaming really epically.
She's having some nightmares. Hey, see. Morning.
Okay, and then, so yeah, we went to the drive-in last night and
saw Free Guy.
So yeah, so first off, when we get into the drive-in, we took like one wrong turn,
yeah.
off the exit, and just when you're in just small town Texas or small town
America, well, not even a wrong turn, the map told me to go that way.
Yeah, and then it's like took one wrong turn, it's like, nope, actually you should have went the other way.
We're like,
it's either just like whip a U-turn in the middle of like a two-way road, or just
good luck.
It was like go 9 miles now to like do like a loop and get back, like because it was just like a small town country road.
It's
like,
not mapped out.
Yeah, so that was a chaotic in itself, but we got a pretty good
spot.
My
engine light came on and my gas was low and I had to pee. It was like I started to panic. I was like, mm-hmm. Tyler, I just need you to do everything right now.
But then the engine light went off during the movie.
Yeah, so we're like, okay.
So yeah, we saw Free Guy.
Uh-huh. Really good. We loved it. That's probably our favorite we've seen so far.
Yeah, so we're going to have to start like tracking these a little better. So old, I can't remember what we gave it. We probably gave it like a 5 out of 10.
Something.
Jungle Cruise, we gave like a 7.
7.
And then I would give Free Guy a 9.5.
I was literally thinking like 9.
Yeah, because I wanted to say 9, but I feel
it
like
it could have been a little bit
we're
better.
We're going every week to drive in, so we're going to need to get some decimals. But it's like there's not much I like disliked about it. So I would say 9.5.
Yeah. I think the whole, you know, ending aspect of it could have been more epic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could have been more like, wow.
Yeah. So a quick little synopsis without just giving spoilers. So mm-hmm. what it is Free Guy is Ryan Reynolds. He's
basically like an extra.
He's an NPC for anyone who plays video games, a non-player, mm-hmm. non-playable character, non-player character. So he's just an extra in a video game. But in his mind, he's just a normal person.
Right.
And then he realizes that he's actually just like lives inside of a video game that people go in and play, like a Grand Theft Auto type game, that he's just like an extra, just a random guy on the street.
Yeah. The movie I draw a huge parallel to that Tyler hasn't seen is The Truman Show. If you've seen The Truman Show, it's extremely, extremely similar, except Truman Show is obviously The Truman Show, and then this is a video game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the same thing where it's like you're trying to get out, like you're trying to get somewhere, and like, as soon as I show you The Truman Show, you're going to be like, that's the same premise. Like,
yeah, but it's a TV show instead of a video game.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So basically he meets a girl and falls in love.
Right.
But yeah, so.
But then things go the way they go and she has like a different motive for being there. And you got to watch it to see. We really loved it. Mm-hmm. It's like it's super funny. I mean, I was like actually laughing out loud and kind of embarrassed like mm-hmm. for the people around me because like. Mm-hmm. I was laughing out loud. I was like cheering for him at one point. Like, I'm one of those. it's easier at a drive-in because you don't have to worry about like being in a movie theater, being that annoying person that's like clapping and like freaking out. But right. It's like nobody really knows what you're doing in your car. So
yeah.
I was like rooting for him. Like, we were laughing and like it was mm-hmm. really sweet. Tyler got emotional.
Yeah, it was a good ending. Yeah. It's just funny because it's like a social justice warrior movie for non-player characters, which just like aren't even real things.
Right. It is really funny. Yeah, that is like, true. It's like it makes me think differently about them.
Yeah.
Like maybe they are people too.
Yeah, but it was a great movie. I thought it was really funny.
It was good.
The thing with Ryan Reynolds, like,
he's awesome.
I love him as an actor. I love every movie he's in. He will, like, the only, like, criticism I'll give on him is he isn't really one note. Like, you haven't seen the Deadpool movies?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've...
But so Deadpool, yeah. And then Six Underground was a Netflix movie. So after I saw Deadpool...
I don't know. I disagree. I think in this one, he was way more ditzy, like, sweet. Because, like, I've seen some of the Deadpool, like, he has the same kind of, like, humor about mm-hmm. him. But in this one, he's, like, so innocent, like, sweet.
Yeah.
Ditzy, bumping around. Because it's, like, he's never known anything. Mm-hmm. He's literally, like, they were saying, like, he has, like, the mind of a 4-year-old.
Yeah. It's just an overall good movie.
But, his...
He can be a little one-note, though. Just his comedy, I think.
Right.
It's like, talking
style.
But I
still love it.
Yeah, no, I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that is true.
But his, like, talking style is always the same. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Just the...
Love it, though.
Yeah. And, like, he kind of does the same thing in Deadpool.
Turn around.
Like, he'll do something really epic, but then he's like, wow, that was awesome. Like, view himself in, like, third person. Like,
right,
wow,
right,
I just
right,
did
right,
that.
Right.
Like,
true.
I just drew a lot of parallels, like, Deadpool, and he's like,
I thought about that a lot, too, during mm-hmm. the movie, but it's still really good. And, like, if you love Ryan Reynolds, you'll love this movie.
A lot of hilarious cameos in the last, like, just, like, in a quick, like, 15-second bit.
True,
the final fight scene, just, like, quickly cuts to, like, some major actors.
Yes,
reminded me a lot of, like, 1917, which is, like, a totally different movie, but... in the final, like, minute of 1917, you see, like, just two actors that are just, like, really big-name actors that are just in the movie for, like, 15 seconds. You're like, wow, like, why did they hire you for this?
It's like,
you
must have just been a buddy.
Yeah. I guess you haven't seen that movie. Obviously, you haven't seen the movie, but the one actor who's, like, in 1917 for, like, 15 seconds at the end is Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays Doctor Strange and Sherlock. And then the other one is, you don't watch Game of Thrones, but Robb Stark from Game of Thrones. But they're both, like, in it for, like, 5 seconds. And it's just,
that's
like, so weird because you just watch it. It's the same thing. For this one, they weren't part of the movie. Like, in Free Guy, they were just, like, guys who just, like, had a funny cameo because of what they play in a different movie.
Right.
But also another thing I want to say about Free Guy is, like, it's definitely, like, a, like,
if you
we're not even big video game people. We're not even video games because they have a lot of just, like, pop culture references. Like, what people would call, quote-unquote, like, nerdy. Like, you know, like, Star Wars, Avengers, all that stuff. So it's, like, definitely, like, super
geared towards
that.
Those people,
because, like, they
yeah.
make so many, like, and I bet so many of them went over our head that we didn't even know. Like,
well,
so
especially
many
during the fight scene, too, of, like, him using all the different weapons.
Yeah,
and
like,
stuff.
He used Portal Gun. Like, I recognize stuff from the game
Fortnite.
Portal. I recognize Fortnite.
There's, like, a bunch of streamers.
A lot of Avengers references. They have a lot of streams, like, ninjas in it. Pokemane.
Yeah. People that, like. If you're into that kind of stuff, you would think it's
yeah.
really awesome.
So we loved it. We give it 9.5, and we're not big gamers, streamers. We're not really in that world, like, not big Star Wars, Marvel fans.
Like,
we
I'm in it
them,
enough
but...
to understand, like, what's going on, but not
but
to
I
be
bet
like,
people
oh
who
God.
Are, I bet, like, big, like, Star Wars, Avengers nerds, like, people who play games, like, would just love it.
Right.
But, yeah, right. all you could ever
good
ask
movie.
For from a
yeah.
superhero, or not superhero movie, video game movie.
Yeah. It was good.
I can't really
it.
Think of any other video game movies I've seen that I would like more.
Okay.
The only one I can think of right now that I've seen as a video game movie is Ready Player One.
Right.
And I would definitely say Free Guy's better. I enjoyed Ready Player One a lot, though.
Okay.
But similar vibes. You haven't seen that, right?
You've talked about it, though.
Yeah. Similar vibes in terms of, like, just, like, a love letter to gamers. Like, people who watch games are probably like, wow. Like,
right.
So many references I love.
Right.
Which is just a fun ride. Fun movie.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Good feels all around. I was never, like,
loved his relationship with the cop. They were funny.
Yeah, his bestie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it, and it was a good weekend. Today... We woke up, got some brew depressed. That's pretty much it.
Well, I plan the podcast.
For you plan the podcast. I just, like, got ready.
So, what else are we going to do today? Let's see. We're going to wrap up this podcast here, and then I think we're going to go, like, straight to Olive Garden.
Yes.
And then
play some card games later.
I won't be able to. I have my fantasy draft tonight, so I'll be
I'll watch.
So, why am I even promoting this? This podcast comes out tomorrow. So last night we streamed on Twitch our Backseat Coach Fantasy League. Yeah, well, I'm gonna upload it to YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
Our Backseat Coach Fantasy Football League. So follow along with
that. Check
that
out if you didn't.
We'll
see it.
We'll see how that stream goes.
Yeah.
But, anyways, before we wrap up here, Boston Rob.
Oh yeah. So, this marks week 2 of trying to get Boston Rob on the Robcast. Rob, we love you. Hey. How are you?
Hi.
We're
really big fans. We just got your t-shirts in.
Mm-hmm.
And I ripped mine immediately on accident.
He did rip it.
It was great quality material on your t-shirts.
I love mine.
But I'm either just so jacked or...
You're jacked, babe.
Or ate too much popcorn last night.
No, babe, you're jacked.
Because, like, slipped on the shirt and everything fit fine. And then I slipped through my arms and just both arms just ripped.
I'll fix it for you.
Both arms just ripped.
I'm a bit of a seamstress, Rob. Don't worry about it.
So, other than that... Love everything
about
you.
We love Mariana Construction.
Excited for season 41 of Survivor. If you're on it or not, who knows, but...
Right. We saw you kind of hinting at that. It was kind of a little drop you did. He was, like, so excited.
Let's just... We'll say he's on the next season just so we can feel better about him not
responding. That would be so epic.
It would be.
I don't think he is,
though. I don't think it is, because it's, like, rebranding all Survivor to be, like... completely changing the game.
Right, the
like,
beast is
a new
hungry.
Chapter. Yeah. Like, I think, I'd be surprised if anyone who's ever been on Survivor would be back on again.
Anyway, back to Rob.
Back to Rob.
We've just got a few questions for you. Some Survivor related, some not.
Mm-hmm.
I still got to order that cookbook.
True.
That would be so epic. So we're going to get your cookbook. We got your shirts. And we just want you on.
I think that concludes our talking about the Robcast.
Week two. Robcasty.
Week two.
Robbie
so, Casty. So this week I wanted the topic to be about college football because we have our college football starts next Saturday.
Week zero
next Saturday. We film this podcast on a Sunday, and next Sunday evening, so you are going to be participating in two fantasy football leagues this year.
Okay.
One with my family and another one, that league I was telling you about, that the couples league that my friends are doing.
Fun.
So you have two drafts.
Do I have to do anything?
Yes.
Oh.
So you're going to have to pick your team for both of them.
So do I have to, like figure some things out?
Yeah, so that's why we film this podcast on Sunday, and next Sunday night is your first fantasy football draft.
Oh, okay.
So next Sunday's topic on the podcast, I'm going to teach you how to draft a fantasy football fantasy football team. So that'll be next week's topic.
Okay, that's good.
Yep. Is there anything else we want to cover before we get some breadsticks and salad and pasta and stuffed mushrooms?
No, but I'm so excited. Ooh, we'll post it on Balls and Holes. Our food, our layout.
On what?
Our buffet.
Our Instagram?
Yeah.
All right, so let's wrap it up there. Follow us at Balls and Holes Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
Yep, at Balls and Holes Pod.
On both Instagram and TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then subscribe to Backseat Coach on YouTube. Visit BackseatCoach.com for all things, everything.
Leave us a comment. I love reading them. They really crack me up. Last episode when we were talking about dipping or like dumping the cheese.
Yeah.
The comments are funny.
Yeah. The dipping. Yeah. Last week it was the nachos dip. Do you dip your nachos in cheese sauce or dump? And so we went to the drive-in last night that we talked about, and we got nachos because you were going to the bathroom and I was in the concessions line, and you're like, do they have chips? Without chips, give me chips, and they don't have chips. So I got nachos because like they'll have tortilla chips, but they don't even give you the choice. They just like take a cheese
ladle
and just
right on there.
Well, they actually kind of do both because they pour it all over the chips section. And then they pour a little for dumping.
I just hate when people dump because the chips get so soggy.
No, like last night, because I didn't even get a choice. Last night just so reaffirmed my just strong belief that dipping is what you need to do.
People who pour the cheese, are you eating it in 5 seconds?
My hands got
flat?
So messy. We didn't have paper towels. Immediately, the chips are soggy.
Imagine eating that though in like an actual movie theater, and just like your hands are covered, and you're like, okay, I either get up and miss the movie, or I'm just like sucking the cheese off my fingers loud in this movie theater with people around me, and it's just like, what do you do at that point?
People who take liquid cheese and pour it all over the chips, stop.
Stop it.
And that is what we will end the podcast on. So thank you for watching episode 6 or listening to episode 6 of the Balls and Holes podcast presented. Bye, Backseat Coach, and we will talk to you next Monday.